You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our listeners around the world on this glorious December 17th, 2024. Welcome from La La Land. Glad you're joining us once again.
La La Land and the holiday. Happy holidays, everybody,
happy,
by the way.
Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
And anything else?
Anything
that's
else
out
we
there.
Missed? Happy holidays.
Yes.
I guess this is considered our holiday show, Mark.
Ah, that's right, our holiday show. We should have brought our hats.
Hey, that being said, seeing it is
Jingle
our holiday
bells
show,
and
Mark,
all that stuff.
It is our holiday show.
Yes.
Here you go.
Oh.
Why don't you put that on?
Okay, great.
I'll take this one off.
Oh, great.
And seeing it is the holidays, let's get festive.
Very festive. Well, that's
okay.
Good. Great.
Yeah. All right.
Well done, Homer. Well done.
Yeah, okay. Here we go.
Yep.
And the show.
Oh what?
Sponsored?
Oh, yeah. Okay, great. our show today is sponsored by LOV Skincare, Lip Balm, Butter, Skin Butter. That's LOV. E-L-L-O-V-I, and that's LOV.com. Moisturizers that are pure enough to eat.
How about that?
Yeah. That sounds very interesting and enticing. Yeah, the show today is sponsored by LOV. All natural body butter and lip butter. They produce ethically, clearly, and transparently product, which is fantastic. Made with integrity and healthy ingredients.
Can't beat that.
No, you can't beat that. Go to LOV.com. Great product. We're looking forward to having them in our Golden Globe gifting suite 2 weeks from this Friday.
January 3rd.
Right. It's the Wild Creations Celebrity Lifestyle Gifting Suite to support celebrate this year's Golden Globe Awards, sponsored by LOV.com. So
get to their website, check it out.
Yeah,
and
get to their
hopefully,
website.
Make a purchase.
Yeah, hopefully make a purchase.
If anything, at least check it out.
A great price.
It is Christmas time.
It's a great website. It's a great a product. Our good friend Ophelia is the principal of the brand. So get there, check them out. I know we'll be checking them out on January 3rd here in Los Angeles at our gifting suite. So that's our sponsor.
Yeah.
Thanks again. And go out there and visit their website.
And here we are. Happy holidays, Mark. Hope it's been a good morning for you. It's been rushed for me.
Hectic, and rushed as usual, like it is for everything. We're just telling Sam that it's just the holidays, as the song goes.
Hey, before we get too deep into it, Mark, as we used to start all our shows, and then we'll get into it, wishing happy birthday to celebrities.
Oh, yes,
or
celebrity birthdays.
Or lack thereof, or the new celebrities. Where celebrities before were basically musical artists or actors and movie stars. Now it's much broader. So happy birthday today. Born on December 17th, by the way, a week from today, December 24th. My daughter Whitney, happy early birthday to her.
December 24th?
Yeah.
Actually, it's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve, a week from today. So happy birthday, Whitney, a week early. Anyhow, celebrity birthdays that we're celebrating today, Mark. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Okay. Big 20th birthday to Josie Alisa.
Yeah, Josie Alisa. Never heard of him.
TikTok star.
TikTok?
And how about, Mark, a big happy 14th to India Slayez.
Boy, again.
YouTube star.
How old was this one?
14.
14.
Here's one you'll know, Mark. Pope Francis, right out of the Vatican.
Oh,
it's his birthday today.
How many
candles on his?
89.
You're always real good. 87.
Oh, okay.
So you're close. Sarah Paulson.
Sarah Paulson, I like
she's
her.
Good.
I'd say she's 57.
Oh, whoa, way up. 49.
Oh.
Yeah, 49. Here's one. Daddy-O. He's 41 today. YouTube star, Mark.
Okay.
Let me see if we get to some of these. Oh, Manny Pacquiao.
Okay, I know him.
Senator in the Philippines. How old do you think he is?
I'd say he's 43.
Very good. He's 45.
Okay.
He is 45.
Okay.
And Eugene Levy celebrates
his
78th today.
Well, he looks pretty good for 78.
He looks pretty good for 78.
Wow, great.
How about that?
Love Eugene Levy.
And one.
And his hair. The hair on Eugene Levy is unbelievable.
Is it real?
I think it is.
Is it?
I think it is, yeah.
Does it look too perfect?
It does, but
like that one guy from The Queer Guy that you told me the other day who was on the Today Show.
Right.
Carrie says it's real.
The Queer Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, she thinks so, huh? I think he's prematurely bald, and he went through that fancy. They got those fancy pieces you can get now that they put on your head.
Yeah.
That looks, there's nothing like it.
Yeah. And let's see, one last one today, Mark. Rapper Ivorian Dell, he is 26 today.
Wow.
So in the old days, I should say the old days, when we first started the show, when I would do the celebrity birthdays, they were George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Margot, whatever. Anyway. But now, again, it's TikTok, it's YouTube.
Yep.
And how are you going to be a 14-year-old YouTuber and be that popular?
You know,
how are they getting this content? Or what
when,
are they doing?
When there's billions of people in this world and hundreds of millions in this country, you know, there's just so many opportunities. Luck. There's a luck that's based – a lot of this is based on luck. You're at the right place at the right time. You know somebody. Somebody said something. You happen to put a posting out there. It went viral somehow, and then bam, bingo. All of a sudden, you're there. For the most people like us, you know, you got to work your ass off to get where you are, and then you got to work even harder the next day and harder the next day because nothing – falls in your place.
And now you're working twice as hard for half as much.
Right.
It seems like.
But there is this thing in the global hemisphere that some people just are at the right place at the right time. They
timing.
Have the luck, timing, you know, and it just falls into
timing,
place for them.
Luck and hard work.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, combination of everything.
Yeah. That being said, Whitney, my daughter, was at the Thousand Oaks Performing Arts Center for a TikToker the other day. And she sang.
She went to attend an event that a TikToker was doing?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was on Saturday Night Live today. Yoan Yang or Bo Yang, huge fan.
Huh.
He brought her on for one small
sketch. Oh, I see. Okay,
it was 2 weeks ago.
Oh, 2 weeks ago. Okay.
Where he loves her, and he brought her on.
Wow.
And anyhow, happy birthday to everybody today.
Yeah.
And happy holidays.
Happy holidays once again.
Glad to be in the studio.
On this day, December 17th, 1976, 48 years ago today, King Kong, the remake of King Kong with Jessica Lange came out. We were there at the Egyptian Theater. We paid $450 admission price for the thing. And the reason I bring it up is because it's one of our favorite movies of all time.
You said 46 years ago?
48 years
ago.
Whoa. Yeah, December 17th, 1976. Jessica Lange's first movie came out. Everybody just blew her up, just said she was awful. Just terrible acting.
Yeah.
She went on to win two Oscars, and one of our favorite actresses, I guess, in the last 30 years.
Two Oscars,
Lange.
Golden Globes, Emmy.
All sorts of stuff. And this came out 48 years ago today. And we saw it at the Egyptian Theater, which was with Raul Hernandez, which were our buddy who's still friends with us. But anyhow. That's what happened on this day. You know, we should do another thing on this day. And on this day in 1976, King Kong came out.
I saw something yesterday on Facebook about Towering Inferno. I think it came out yesterday.
You know, it's funny thing you mentioned about the Towering Inferno. I've seen that many times. I have. I thought I had the DVD. I can't find it. But I don't think it's anywhere that you could stream it. We were in San Francisco a couple months ago, and we're walking through the Fairmont, and they've got one of these walls where they've got all the movies and things that, you know, that TV show, Hotel, was filmed there in the 70s or in the 80s with James Brolin as Mr. McDermott.
But anyway, it was filmed there?
Yeah, it was filmed there at the Fairmont.
Which was
the St. Gregory,
but they
filmed it in San Francisco. Anyhow, on this big wall of everything that was filmed there is the Towering Inferno. And I'm thinking, I was trying to think back at the Towering Inferno, which I've seen many times, and I can't imagine what scene in the Towering Inferno was filmed at the Fairmont Hotel. Can you?
No, I haven't seen the movie.
No.
And so I
asked the concierge about that.
Of course they didn't know.
He said, what was the movie again? Of course he didn't know.
Yeah.
But I said, you've got it on your wall over here that it was filmed here. And I said, I've seen the movie. As a matter of fact, we saw that movie in 1974 at the Egyptian, I think, too, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Talking about King Kong.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I can't recall where that was filmed, what part was filmed in at the
But there's
Paramount.
No way the concierge knew, right?
I guess he wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, just like when we were at the hotel in Vegas where O.J. got busted.
Yeah.
What was the hotel?
Oh, yeah. It was a small hotel.
Yeah.
It was like a...
Yeah, but anyhow...
You're right.
Nobody knew when we asked what room.
Who knows? Who knows?
Yeah. So,
anyhow, let's get back to business.
Okay.
Well, there's a lot of stuff to address today.
Yeah,
and one of the
things
I want to address, Matt, is Santa Anita.
Oh, yeah.
Opening day.
Day after Christmas.
This is the day after Christmas, December 26th, next Thursday.
Wow.
This is their 90th season.
Wow.
Okay. Now, a lot of people are against horse racing. They think it injures the horses and it's bad for the horses. I don't know. I think in any industry, something's going to be bad for somebody.
Yeah,
and
some
of the horses do pass away, and I don't know the details about that, and I don't know how to comment on that. I just know that, you know, for 40 years or so, we've been enjoying the ponies, the races.
Love it, yeah.
And over the later years, you know, we were lucky enough to be invited to go to 8 Kentucky Derbies and had a great time at 8 the Kentucky Derbies. Breeders' Cup in the last few years, I think we've been to, 5 or 6 Breeders' Cups in the last years, and we spoke about the last one that was here in Del Mar in our last show last month. Santa Anita is minutes from where I live in Arcadia, minutes. The place was built in the 30s. It's an architectural icon. It's historical. It's fantastic.
It's a gym.
It's a gym. We have been going to opening day there for, I guess, about 15 years now. Well, we've been going to Santa Anita for over 40 years, but opening day, I think we've been going for about 15 years. And it's fantastic.
I don't remember before 15 years it being a big thing, but now it
right.
is.
Yeah, it is. Let's see. It's santanita.com. They have, a ton of options available. Dining options, beverage options, opening weekend. They've got a craft beer festival, whiskey in the winter, which
Tons.
Is great. That's the whiskey in the winter is taking place in the Chandelier Room, which is the place to go to an event at the Santa Anita. This particular one, it's celebrated opening day in style. Enjoy whiskey tastings in the Chandelier Room featuring food stations, live music, and all tickets come with a Silks table. So when you go up to the Chandelier Room, you get the food, and then you go down, you have a table that's set out there at trackside, more or less. And you see the best racing of the day. That's opening day, celebrating 90 years there. A lot of packages available. Go to santanita.com.
1934
is when it opened.
Wow.
Right? Now, this originally opened 20 years. The racing there at Santa Anita, I believe, started by Lucky Baldwin, who was a founder of Arcadia.
Lucky
and he
Baldwin.
Built the first racetrack that evolved into Santa Anita then. And, again, go to santanita.com. A great time. You might bump into us there. We'll be there with the wives, having a great time. Champagne, racing, fashion, food. You know, it's like going to a Kentucky Derby,
yeah.
except a small scale.
Around the
scale.
Block from you.
Around
and
the
you
block
also,
from
we're
me,
talking
yeah.
about horses. Del Mar, it's not a big race, but the opening of Del Mar is like going to the Kentucky
it
Derby
is.
Or the Breeders' Cup because
right.
it's grand.
Yeah, it's like big fashion, food, you know, again, everything at Del Mar. Love it. We did that a couple months ago. We did the Breeders' Cup a month ago, and now we return to Santa Anita Park for the 90th edition of racing. Which is fantastic.
Yep.
So I encourage you, you still got a week, go and get the tickets because it's a lot of fun.
Ed
you
Mark?
Got the fashion, you got the horse racing, you got the food, you got the booze. What more can you ask
for? Not much more than that. A couple yep. of winners. A couple of winners.
A couple of winners.
Anyhow,
right.
Mark, I just want to give a big shout out to somebody who just tuned in. Your son, Blake Harris.
Oh.
Big shout out to Blake.
Way to go. We
Blake,
can use all the viewers we can get.
Yeah.
The listeners we can get.
Enjoy the show. Hope you're not, this isn't distracting from your work. I know you got a busy day on Slate today. So anyhow, thanks for tuning in. Share it with your friends, your neighbors, your enemies.
Spread
if you
the
got
word.
Any,
Whether
spread
on social
the word.
Media.
Big shout out, Mark, to the As Being a Tastemaker. As you know, we get invited to things quite often. Recently, we attended the 12 Days of Christmas at the Queen Mary.
Ah, yes.
Everybody knows the Queen Mary, right?
It's a gym.
I think it's 90, they're almost around the 90th anniversary. Yeah,
probably,
too,
probably.
Anyhow, they're constantly doing things there, and they recently have the 12 Days of Christmas, and it started December 12th, and it goes through December 31st. And
boy, that's going to be here before you know it.
It's 2 weeks away.
Wow.
They have the lighting of the stacks, which was great. They lit up the stacks. But every night they got a new thing going on. Santa Claus is coming to the Queen Mary, joining for the 12 Days of Christmas with a holiday hour and so much more. There's face painting. There's Christmas drinks. There's carolers constantly. Yeah, face painting is a big thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's a big thing.
Oh, yeah. Every event you go to, you know, whether it be a kid event or whatever, they got the face painting. And where were we at? We were at the Greystone. A couple weeks ago.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, and they had the face painted.
Yeah, but the Queen Mary is decorated great. I think the admission, which is still, tickets are still available, it's $12 a night. You get to walk the...
$12.
$12.
Okay, that's 12, pretty good. Yeah. I thought it was $25.
Yeah,
sure
well,
it was
you don't, that's not for a tour.
Oh.
It's just to get on for the Christmas stuff.
Well, that's not bad at
yeah.
all.
It's decorated greatly. The stacks that are lit look awesome. Mm-hmm. And for $12, like I said, if anything, check out the place. If you want to take part in the holiday drinks, and they got a gingerbread house and gingerbread making. Great, great, great. Go to queenmary.com. And you got 2 weeks to get there. And if you can't make it before the end of the year for the lighting of the stacks and the Christmas holiday, go anyhow. There
well, they have other festivities going, too. They've got the Sunday brunch.
Sunday brunch.
They've got the hotel.
Got the hotel.
Right. Bars
are open. Haunted tours. So got to check out the haunted tours. It is haunted.
That's
haunted.
What they say.
It's haunted. Anyhow, get to the Queen Mary, queenmary.com. And tell them that the Harris brothers sent you. Don't know what that will do, but it wouldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, it just wouldn't.
Okay, back to the face painting. Or
Greystone.
We're at the Greystone event. We've been going to a lot of holiday events.
Packing it in.
Yeah. And one of the events we went to recently was the Greystone Mansion, the Heaney Mansion.
Well, it's right. It's
Haunted as well, right? Is that
Haunted as well? When it was built, it was the oil man Doheny, Edward L. Doheny, built it in 1928, and he built it as a gift for his son. And I think his son and his daughter-in-law was like a wedding gift. And I believe he murdered his wife, or the wife murdered him, something like that. And they say the ghost of old man Doheny, not old man Doheny, because old man Doheny was Edward Doheny, who built it and gave it to his son. But I believe it was Edward Doheny's son or daughter who walks the mansion at night.
Yeah, but yes. Great. This is something just started a couple of years ago, the holidays at the Greystone.
Yes.
Which, you know.
It's owned by the City of Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
So they opened up, the City of Beverly Hills opens up for all sorts of events that take place
all
year long.
And it's a park. You could go there free of charge, yep. But not inside the mansion.
Yes.
You could walk the grounds, which are beautiful.
Yes.
But on occasion, they open up the mansion like they did this particular time. Again. Face painting, gingerbread, hot chocolate.
The Bob Baker marionettes, which is, again, fantastic.
And we were there on a beautiful day.
Everybody was nice.
Yeah, everybody was in the holiday season,
yep.
Or in the holiday spirit. Holiday music, they had Christmas carolers.
Yep.
Did I mention that for the Queen Mary, too? They got Christmas carolers. Yeah. Roman, what do you call the... The outside of the Queen Mary.
The decks.
There you go, the decks. Anyhow, Greystone, that's over. That was just a one-day thing. Anyhow,
Yeah.
Well, get to the Greystone, check it out, even if it's not on the inside.
Well, go to Beverly Hills ChamberofCommerce.org, and that lists all the events that they do, because they do a lot of events at the Greystone.
Yeah.
Boy, that's like a paid endorsement right there.
Yeah. But it's I mean, just a beautiful way to, and then get to Beverly Hills and have lunch like we did, too.
We did. We had lunch. At Nate Now's. Now, we've been going to Nate Now's for forever. Their sandwiches.
That's probably almost 100 years old, too. Probably since the
40s. The 30s.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic. And I tell you, for the longest of time, I have been wanting to have matzo ball soup. Never had matzo ball soup. Always wanted to have matzo ball soup. And if I was going to have matzo ball soup, I was going to have it the first time at Nate Now's deli.
Yeah.
And I did.
Yeah.
We ate al fresco outside. We had
a beautiful day.
We had the
corned beef.
Corned beef, yeah. Right, which was fantastic. And a bowl of
matzo ball soup,
which was I loved it. I thought it was fantastic. $9.95. I thought it was a great price, too.
Big bowl. Yeah.
And because they don't have it by the cup. They only have it by the bowl.
Yeah.
But it was fantastic. If you've never had matzo ball soup, and I'm sure everybody has.
I don't know if everybody has.
All right. Well, anyhow, get out there and get the matzo ball soup at your kosher deli, any type of deli.
And a good pizza, pickle plate.
Pickle plate, right. Oh, you got a great pickle kosher plate at Nate Now's.
Yeah, again, cucumber, just, butter, sliced.
Fantastic. And then we strolled down Beverly Boulevard to our buddy Curtis Stone. He's got the restaurant, the Pie Place, which turned – it's called the Pie Shop now. It was his restaurant called Gwen a couple of years ago, a very small restaurant. Then he started putting out his cakes, all his cakes,
and
meat pies. Right, not cakes, I mean pies.
Sweet and
meat
savory.
Pies. Right, fantastic. And who would have figured there he was having breakfast
al fresco
with his kids. And we've met Curtis Stone twice before. So, you know, we thought.
Last month at the Breeders' Cup, by the
way. He was having breakfast with his kids. His kids were there. And, you know, we were going to say, because our piece just came out in Hollywood Elite Magazine.
That day.
In the article with us. So we thought, well, we'll pop up and say hello. Good to see you again, Curtis. We're on a first-name basis, of course. But the wives.
Of course.
We are with the wives. And the wives don't like it when we bug.
We would have done it.
It's like when we went into Bo Derek at the Breeders' Cup in Lexington 3 years ago. We're at the VIP lounge. She's having lunch with her mother, and we thought, you know what?
We don't want to
bother her. But how many times you get a chance to meet Bo Derek?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Remember her from 10 in 1979.
That's all you remember her from.
Right.
Ten
and
Tarzan.
She was in that Tarzan disaster. But anyhow, so we went up to her. The wives weren't there to stop us.
I think you didn't think we should.
I didn't think we should, but then I thought, reevaluated and thought, you know, how often are you going to have a chance to meet Bo Derek?
Well, yeah, I said, we're doing it.
We didn't ask for a picture or selfie, so we let it go with that.
Because we got the vibe. We would have.
Right. It wasn't the best vibe.
No, it wasn't. That's why we didn't get it.
It's like I'm having breakfast or lunch with my mother.
Yeah.
So we let it go. But with Curtis Stone, we let it go. We just.
He was with his kids.
Yeah.
But, you know, we would have
Bo Derek with her mother. So when you're with the family eating something, having a meal, you kind of like
back up. What I've done several times with celebrities in the past, when they didn't want to approach them or get a photo, I would just walk by and say, love your work.
Yeah, that's easy enough. Yeah. We could have done that. That's not disturbing. Then he would have said, great,
well, we
thanks.
Said, love your
then
work
he would have said,
oh, I know you guys.
He would have said, right, hey, good to see you guys again, like Ed O'Neill did that time.
Yeah.
Where you guys been?
Yeah. That was on the plane, right?
On the plane.
Yeah. Tell the story, Ed O'Neill.
Well, we met Ed O'Neill a couple of times.
Modern
we were out
family.
There in Modern Family. Ed O'Neill, everybody knows Modern, Ed O'Neill from Modern Family and Married with Children or whatever. So we were back in Boca Raton for the Chris Evert Celebrity Tennis Match about 8 years ago, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was the weekend that Sofia Vergara was getting married
right.
at the Breeder, at the Breakers.
That same weekend, yeah.
So we knew everybody was coming in. We didn't know if he was – I mean, we didn't plan to see him or meet him. It just – the event ended and we were leaving. We were on the plane. We were heading back and we had to walk through first class. We did not have a first class ticket,
unfortunately,
on that flight. But Ed O'Neill did.
We were glad to get a comp flight.
So we're walking past him, and he looked up at us. We looked at him, and he says, "Ed, you know." We started talking to him, and the first thing he said was, "Where you guys been?" I mean, it was just
like he knew us. I mean, he definitely it was legitimate. It was genuine.
Right. So it was great. So we digress. You know, when we're talking on our show, we bump from one thing to another to another to another. So this started with the matzo ball soup at Nate and Al's.
Yeah.
Went on to Curtis Stone down there. Anyhow, I had a great time. Then we went, after Curtis Stone, we went and had a cocktail at the Mayborn Hotel.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic. Again, we
Outside.
It was a great day.
Great day.
We had Peronis. I think we had Peronis. We were drinking
love
Peronis.
Peroni. You don't get a Peroni often.
Right.
In my opinion, like I always say, even if you're not a Jack Daniels person, when it's offered, you take it. Peroni, whenever it's on the menu, nab it. Because it's very few and far between.
Now, back. Okay, then I'm bouncing off again now because I see it's 11:22 Pacific time. We have an episode of Storage Wars starting in 8 minutes on the A&E Network. So if you're listening to our show at home and you're close to your TV, put the TV on, go to A&E, and The Shrining. The name of the episode is The Shrining. It starts in 8 minutes.
So if you're on the West Coast, you get it.
So you're getting the double dose of the Harris Twins here. You've got us on TV in 8 minutes, and then you've got us on the airwaves right now. So if you're listening to us and watching us on Facebook or the LATalkRadio.com website, enjoy us twice as much.
Yeah. And usually when we're on in the morning and the evening, which gives the people on the East Coast and the West Coast an opportunity. Today, unfortunately, it's only the West Coast.
Right.
But like you said, we got the double dip. We got the show, and we got the Storage Wars.
So I
got
to bounce now.
I wonder if that's going to come back, though.
You know,
Rene Marquis, he's like a professional poker player now. All he's doing is poker.
Right. And so then since we're talking about Storage Wars, I'm going to bounce to an event that Matt and I attended with the wives on Saturday. It was the Scientology New Year's event,
gala. Yeah.
They film it. No, Matt and I aren't associated with Scientology, but we were invited. We have a friend of ours that works with Scientology who's participated with a couple of our events. He invited us and the wives to attend the Scientology
nice invitation
New Year's Eve event
gala,
and then they film this and then they air it on New Year's Day. So this was a red carpet event. It was at the Shrine Auditorium,
which is a beautiful venue.
Which is fantastic.
I think almost 100 years old, too.
Right. I think so. And you're like, Carrie asked me, when was this place built? And I said, I think it was the 20s or the 30s, so it's close to 100 years. The SAG Awards used to be there every year, and our very first gifting suite, I think, was for Miss Universe back in 2007 or 2006.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right, 2006 at the Shrine Auditorium. That was our first gifting suite. So this brought back a lot of memories. The Shrine Auditorium is fantastic. If you've never been, you've got to go. Back to the Scientology event. The food was fantastic. They had lobster bisque, chicken.
Salmon. Great salmon.
Grilled tuna sandwiches, which was fantastic.
Asparagus with hollandaise sauce.
French onion soup.
Pizza, I think. Pizza
mashed potatoes, pizza.
I piled the plate too high, and I hate wasting food.
So did
I.
But the food was great, and then you get inside the theater, and then the show started, and I forget what the name of the performers were. But
did they say the names?
I don't know if they did or not. But the
one right after another, and they were great.
But fantastic.
The presentation was
at one time,
great.
I think there were like 100 people on stage performing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And with all the lights and glitz and all the tech, it looked I mean, and a very entertaining show, I must say.
Yeah.
Very entertaining. They went from one thing to another to this.
I think there were 6,500 people that came in. I think this was the Scientology event of the year that people come in from all over the world.
We were hoping to see Ted Cruz and John Travolta, but we didn't see him.
Ted Cruz. Do you mean the senator?
Tom Cruise.
Oh, Tom Cruise, yeah.
But the only bad thing about it, Mark, was freezing.
It was cold in there.
It wasn't cold, Mark. It was freezing.
It was cold. But the event was really it was really something. You know, I mean, we all enjoyed it. And afterward, and then back to Storage Wars. While we were dining, there was a Storage Wars fan, a Scientologist Storage Wars fan that came up to us.
And he says to me, he says, "I don't think they have storage units here, guys." And I said, "You never know."
Yeah. We engaged in Storage Wars talk for a few minutes, and that was fantastic. Left the event and went over to the Spire. And if you don't know what the Spire is a bar on the top floor of the tallest building west of the Mississippi, which is the Korean Air Tower, which is also the Intercontinental Hotel. They share it together.
And the hotel starts on the 70th floor, I think. Yeah.
And, well, you're checking in the 70th floor, and then your rooms are below it, because this is only 73 stories here. But we went to the top floor outside. Al fresco again, 73 flights up.
Freezing and foggy.
And foggy. The fog, you know, you couldn't see the city because we were so high, but the fog was in.
It was like a
but
movie.
We had cocktails and what did Carrie have? Irish coffee. And again, it was a fantastic time. So we had a fantastic time at the Scientology event at the Shrine Auditorium.
And
thank you, Luke.
We weren't ready to go home, and Scientologists do not drink alcohol at their events. We wanted a nightcap, so
we went to the Spire afterwards, and was a great evening.
But if you plan on going, make a reservation.
Yeah, because the Spire is.
We were lucky enough to get a table, seat at the bar.
Yeah,
but
it was packed. Yeah,
so we were very lucky to get those.
Absolutely, were.
It was freezing up there, Mark.
It was cold.
I mean,
it was cold there, and it was. I don't know if it was colder in the Shrine Auditorium or if it was colder at the 73 flights up.
It was colder at the Spire.
Okay.
Yeah, but great night. And thank you, Luke, for the invitation.
Yep.
Sorry he's missing out on the Golden Globes, but he will be there for our Oscar event. And that being said, Golden Globes is 2 weeks from Friday, January
3rd. Our event is two weeks from Friday. The Golden Globes are on January Sunday. 5th at the Beverly Hilton. Our event is Friday, January 3rd, and it is going to be one heck of an event. If you didn't make the list, if you're a celebrity and you haven't made the list, contact us. If you represent a brand, product, or service, we've got a couple spots left for you. So contact us at wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com and have the time of your life. We've got music. We've got booze, champagne,
cocktails,
Tobin James champagne.
Getting delivered today, by the way. Big shout out to Tobin James, our champagne
Coast,
sponsor.
Yeah. We've got
Paso.
It's going to be the event of the year. Literally, because we're 2 days into the event, 3 days into the new year. So this is going to be the event of the year.
Yeah, and we're starting off with a bang. How about that? Christmas, New Year's Eve, then we are celebrating New Year's Day at Blake's place to watch the games. The second, we're running around making pickups and what have you. And then the third, I'm going to be completely fried and tired, and it's our event. So, again, like Mark said, if you're a celebrity and you didn't get on our list, reach out to us. We'll probably get you on the list, or if you have a product line you like.
Limited list, by invitation only, so we don't invite everybody, but give it a shot.
Yeah, we might invite some of these YouTubers and TikTokers.
And that's the way to do it nowadays. Yeah. It's all about the influencers.
You know, some people, Mark, when I'm pitching people, I'm talking to people, they're more concerned about influencers than.
Now, since we're talking about the Golden Globes, I want to jump back 2 months later, 2 months later, 2 months from this month, I guess, coming up, is the Oscars.
What the
hell?
The
biggest event in Hollywood, which is taking place on Sunday, March 2nd, and we are partners with LuxuryGala.com.
Oh, yeah.
So there are still still tickets. So this if you can't make
it's
it to the.
It's an Oscar viewing party.
It's an Oscar viewing party, LuxuryGala.com. If you can't make it to the Kodak Theater, it's the Dolby Theater now, and attend the Governor's Ball immediately following.
Or the Elton John.
On the Vanity Fair list, or the Elton John, or the Mercedes-Benz party, the next biggest party to attend is the one that we're going to.
And it gets bigger every year, Mark.
It's the Luxury Gala. Yeah. It's taking place at the Universal Hilton in Universal City on top of the hill. I don't know. I think there's 1,000 people that come to this thing.
And it gets bigger every year.
Entertainment, food,
fashion,
wine. Desserts. This is a fantastic event, and it's got such a great vibe. It's got to be the biggest red carpet
I've ever
seen, and media wall that's out there.
It's
thanks
the
to Samira.
Yeah,
Samira, great event.
Yeah.
Great job. Thanks for having the Harris Brothers participate. Yeah, LuxuryGala.com. Yeah. And you go there and get the tickets before it's sold out.
Early ticket price right now, I think.
Early ticket price.
Yeah, right now up until probably the end of the year.
Right. So, again, we've gone four times, I think. We've gone about four times.
Yeah. If you don't have plans yet,
yeah,
make them.
Why sit at home and watch the Oscars when you can get to the luxury gala?
And we're going
to
be there.
We are going to be there. So if you see us, come on up. Say hello. Take a picture. And,
yeah, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Some people are.
So
some
there
people
it is.
Buy us drinks.
LuxuryGala.com.
Yeah. You forgot to mention the Oscar party too. That's supposedly a pretty big one, but this is it.
Oh, the one at the Academy, yeah. The Academy Museum.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So, anyhow, and that's coming up soon. So, make your plans, get your tickets, and have you caught up on holiday movies yet, Mark?
No, I still got about six to go.
Ones do you have to go?
I think Santa Claus 2 and 3. I'm not a big fan of the first one. Home Alone 2.
Oh, you like the second one better?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, and the third one even better.
Really?
Yeah. Scrooged. A Christmas week. Carol with George C. Scott.
That was just on last night. Did you get
it? Daddy's Home Christmas. Our DVD busted, and I went to Amazon. I went to Hulu, I think, or Hulu, and I couldn't get into it for whatever reason. And Amazon, they charge it. Even though you've got the subscription, they charge for that one. So.
For which one?
Daddy's Home.
Really?
Daddy's Home 2, yeah.
How much?
I don't know, $5, I think, something like that.
How could that be?
I don't know, because we have the...
You have the DVD?
Yeah, but the DVD player is busted.
Yeah, let me borrow that from you then this weekend, because ours is working now. We found the remote.
Well, I got the remote. The thing just doesn't work.
Right.
But the thing about it is I've watched two movies already this season. The other one just keeps popping out. The tray keeps popping out.
How long have you had it?
The DVD player?
Yeah.
I don't know. But we use it every year, and throughout the year I watch other things too. You've seen my DVD collection. It's huge. Right. So then,
I
mean, it's
a massive one, too.
So it's been, I've never seen your DVD collection.
They're hidden away in a cabinet.
But anyhow, it's, so I don't know what we're going to do about this one.
Yeah, but anyhow, because I need to see The Daddy's Christmas.
Yeah, love that one.
Yeah. Let's see. I think we're almost done with ours. So the old ones.
Yep, saw Christmas in Connecticut. Have you seen Miracle on 34th Street yet?
Miracle on 34th Street, It's a Wonderful Life, Christmas in Connecticut. Holiday Inn, those are the four old ones.
Yep.
So all those.
Yep.
Scrooge, Christmas Carol.
The 1938 Christmas Carol with Reginald Owen. I saw that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Christmas with the Cranks, which is one of my favorite ones.
Deck the Halls, saw that one.
The only one I think we're still missing is Daddy's Christmas and Christmas Vacation. But
We save that to the last.
Home Alone. But we're seeing Home Alone next Sunday. I'll get into that when and where. But... Christmas Vacation. I like.
And then Christmas Story. I saw that. We saw that in the theater last week.
And?
I've always watched it on TV. I didn't see it in the theater when it came out in 84. That was the first time I saw it in the theater. I didn't like it in the theater. I don't know. There's something about it. I've only watched it on TV, and I always enjoyed it on TV. But seeing it in the theater, I don't know.
Yeah. That being said, going back to Christmas Carol, Mark, I think you have the program there.
Right here.
I left it at home. We were lucky enough to be invited to see... A Christmas Carol, and it was at the Art of Noise Theater.
Yeah.
That's in Pasadena.
No, it's a Noise Within
Theater. A Noise Within Theater.
Yes.
And I got to tell you, it was a very small theater, but
quaint.
Cozy, yeah. Every seat was fantastic.
Yep.
And
not a bad seat in the house.
And the design was great. And it's going through the end of the year, through December 24th.
December 24th, right.
So you have a week to go.
Yep.
Go to the website, check it out. I mean, it was fantastic.
Do you have the website?
Not too long. Oh, well, Noise Within, the theater.
So it's noisewithin.com?
Yeah, you get tickets
not
there.
Not .org?
Or is it on there?
No, I have to look for it.
Yeah, I would say noisewithin.com.
Okay.
Yeah. And Jeff Elliott was playing Scrooge, and he did a great
job. He was also the producer and the writer, I think, and director.
He reminded me. Who did I say he reminded me of, Mark?
I don't know.
Barnard Hughes?
Oh, Barnard Hughes, maybe.
Yeah, the actor Barnard Hughes.
Yes.
But anyhow, go to their website. The name of the theater again, Mark, is?
A Noise Within.
Yeah.
It's on Foothill Boulevard in Pasadena.
In Pasadena. Just a great show. I wouldn't mind seeing it again. However, we just don't have enough time to, because it was short. You know, they had an intermission.
They didn't need the intermission because it was a short, short show.
But it was short. It moved really quick. The acting was great. The music was great. The costumes were great. And being like a small play theater, the sets were pretty good.
Yes.
They made do with, you know, it wasn't a big Broadway production.
Right.
But
yes.
Anyhow, so big shout out to the theater. And if you get a chance, I know everybody is super
tickets
busy.
Tickets still available to November.
Tickets are still available
to
November 24th. Could you imagine seeing it on Christmas Eve?
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that's fantastic.
Pretty festive. But anyhow, big shout out to them. Thank you. And if you get a chance, get tickets and go and enjoy.
And I want to thank our sponsor for today's show again.
Who's that,
our
Mark?
Presenting sponsor for our gifting suite, Elovi. And I hope I'm pronouncing that right. When I see you next week, Ophelia, I'll ask you. ELLOVI.com. Again, their website, ELLOVI.com. Products made ethically and clearly and transparently, made with integrity and health, the best health ingredients, and moisturizers that are pure enough to eat. Now, I love that because a lot of times you smell something, a potion or a lotion or whatever you put on,
you
say,
"Boy,
that smells good. I want to eat that. I don't want to put it on me." But anyhow, LOV.com, our presenting sponsor for our Golden Globe gift event on January 3rd here in Hollywood. So thanks for participating. We look forward to seeing you and having a great time.
Yeah. How are you doing on your Christmas shopping?
Oh, boy. I still got more.
I know. You know, Carrie asked me. She said, Mark's always saying he's got so much Christmas shopping. She says, who all is he buying for? How is he constantly shopping?
Well, it turns out you have so much before when you're not buying it all, when you're spreading it out, and suddenly you're not spreading out, you're getting it all at the last minute. So that's a lot of buying at the last minute.
Yeah.
So whether I have one person or 10 people, when you're buying for one person, again, Stacey takes care of pretty much everything else.
Right, that's what Carrie thought.
Yeah.
She said, what is Mark buying?
Yeah, I'm buying for the most difficult person in the world to get a gift for, my wife.
Stuff. Yeah, I know.
You know, so, I mean, that's why, you know, I go out a lot, and I'm shopping a lot. I'm not buying a lot because I can't find the right thing.
How are you doing now?
I'm about halfway there,
I think.
You know,
you got a week.
Got a week. So, I think this weekend, Sunday,
so
I think.
So, what's going on this weekend?
Well, we have the thing on Sunday, right? Home Alone.
Yeah.
That's an evening thing, right?
Yes.
What time does that start?
Like at dusk, you know.
Okay.
6 o'clock.
So I think we're open, I think.
Is something happening on Saturday?
I don't know. You're the record keeper.
Oh, well, Carrie's going with the girls to see Wicked again.
Oh.
And they're going to that Daofang Bang.
Oh, at the mall?
No, in Glendale.
In Glendale?
In Glendale,
yeah. Oh, they have one in Glendale now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. They like the Glendale one better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I thought we were doing something on Saturday. But well, they're doing that. But
no.
What about Friday?
Well, a couple of weeks ago, I guess it was 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks. We were in Palm Springs. We went to Engelbert Humperdinck. Believe it or not.
Oh man.
Yeah, the guy's 83, and I've never seen him listed anywhere being in a concert. So when we saw this a month ago,
really looked,
but a month ago there was an ad in the Facebook. It said Engelbert Humperdinck coming to Palm Springs. I said, man, we got to go. So we got our tickets. The next thing you do, we had to book our room. Well, we've got a good friend of ours who owns a Place in the Sun, and it's placeinthesun.com. And
That's a hotel, by the way.
It's a hotel, and it's been there since the 50s. The movie, Elizabeth Taylor movie, A Place in the Sun, with Montgomery Clift, and let's see, who else was in there?
I don't even know.
Ernest Borgnine's wife from Poseidon Adventure.
Shirley Winter?
Shelley Winter.
Oh, Shelley Winter.
Not Shirley Winter, Shelley Winter.
Okay.
Anyhow. This hotel, they stayed there during the 50s while they were making this movie. And they've recently redone the whole place. And I was lucky enough to stay in the Elizabeth Taylor suite.
Yeah.
Which was fantastic.
Yeah.
It's it's placeinthesunhotel.com. Phone number is 562-314-9465. It's a great place. It's a cozy, small place.
It's a great place.
And the thing about Palm Springs nowadays is they've renovated all these old motels from the 50s and 60s. And made in these boutique hotels now. And most of them have like 20 rooms, something like that. This one's got 15, I think. And, you know, great pool, jacuzzi, great location. You're right off of Palm Canyon Drive. You're close to everything. And, again, I can't speak highly enough about A Place in the Sun. Great boutique hotel. Go there. It's placeinthesunhotel.com. It's fantastic. So go visit it. And
I liked how your room had the Andy Warhol painting
of Elizabeth Taylor. Right.
I'm trying to find that picture. I think I may have deleted it, but that was great to represent that. That's where it was filmed. So what? Yeah. Okay. I've never seen the movie.
It's a good movie.
Yeah. But yeah, I wish we would have had more time to be there because they got a great pool. We were there a couple years ago.
We were just for the night because
we
had, again, busy plans.
Yeah.
You know, so we could only make it to. the hotel and just be there for.
Yeah, I'm just saying you wish you could have had another day because the pool was great.
Oh, I absolutely agree that. Yeah. I was thinking, I felt so bummed because the room was fantastic.
Yeah.
And we had to leave, but yeah, it's a great place.
They're like cottages or there are suites. I'm not sure if all the rooms are suites or we just got the suites.
I think we had the suites. Yeah. I think
all rooms.
I think there are four suites.
Yeah. Okay.
And the rest of them are regular rooms, which are just fine, I'm sure. But the suite, especially the Elizabeth Taylor suite. So and then we had that big backyard. The Elizabeth Taylor Street had the chaise lounges in the back.
Yeah.
So you had your own little yard there.
I had one too, but not as big as yours.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, it was just...
you were talking about...
And also, while we were in Palm Springs, we had dinner at the Thirsty Palms.
Ah, yes.
I remember that place?
Yes. Right on the main drag.
Right on Palm Canyon Drive. Palm and it's Canyon. thethirstypalms.com. Their address is 134 South Palm Canyon Drive. Phone number is 760-330-5911. This is a hidden gem in Palm Springs, folks. If you know, a lot of people go to that Mexican place. That's I forget what the name it is.
Well known. I mean,
whatever. But this is a place that you haven't really heard of, and it's right there on the main drag, the Thirsty
Palms. And we've
Palms.
Walked by here before, Mark, and haven't noticed it.
Right, and it's owned by a couple who greeted us that evening, which was lovely, and they're from I think Germany. Or Denmark.
Austria.
I'm thinking Germany or Austria. Germany or Austria. And I've never had schnitzel before. You have at Moose and Frank's.
Yeah.
I've never had schnitzel. So the four of us decided to have the pork loin schnitzel, I think, right?
Yeah.
We got the pork schnitzel.
Stacy had the chicken, I think.
Okay. And the schnitzel was cooked to perfection. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
And it came with... potato salad. You have a choice of fries or potato salad, but I had the German potato salad.
Have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for dessert, we had strawberries Romanov.
Yeah.
I mean, the service was fantastic. The location was fantastic.
I've never even heard of strawberries Romanov.
No, neither have I.
We had a bottle of rosé.
Rosé. The service was great. The food was great. The location was great.
Right on
the ambiance was great. It just, we didn't have enough time because we got there. We got into town and we had to get to the concert, which started at 7.
Yeah,
and this was about a 30-minute drive from the Thirsty Palms.
Yeah,
to get to
wonderful meal, wonderful service. The owners were great. She wanted to take a picture of us on their like media wall.
And the interior was great because the wallpaper was the wallpaper from the Beverly Hills Hotel.
Yeah,
which again
classy.
Food was great. Go to the website and it's thethirstypalms.com. And whenever you go to the Palm Desert area, Palm Desert, you know, Indian Wells or whatever, Palm Springs, go to have a meal at the Thirsty Palms.
Yeah.
Because we did, and it was great.
You know, a little earlier we were talking about champagne that was being delivered to my house today. It's going to be in one of our upcoming events. Tobin James from Paso Robles. We are doing a Paso Robles wine tasting weekend in the next couple of weeks. So I want to give a big shout-out to a couple of the the wineries. Big shout out to Sensorio.com. I'll tell you what that is.
It's an
immersive light show that's massive that takes place in Paso Robles every year. Go to Sensorio, Sensorio.com. It is an immersive light show, which is a 90-minute thing. You walk on your own, cruise around. The hills of Paso Robles are filled with lights and excitement.
The hills are alive.
With the sound of music.
Did you watch it the other night?
I T-Vote it.
I forgot it was on.
Yeah, I always T-Vote. But immersive lights in Paso Robles, Sensorio.com. And while we're there, we're visiting the Onx Winery, onxwinery.com, Alto Colina.com Winery, and Resort Hall Winery.
Well, that's a lot of wineries.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I remember, we didn't want to pack it too much, but that's just how it turned out.
Because usually you can go to two wineries when you're at these tastings.
Yeah.
Three is a max.
Yeah. And two of these, Mark, are experiences, which means we get a tour.
We get to go in a cave or something.
And we get either a cheese plate or charcuterie board. So it's more than the tasting. So more to follow on these wineries at our next show. But thank you. And try to catch
right, because that's we're going the 28th?
27th, 28th. Yeah.
Okay.
So, wow. Have you heard about the Tom Cruise coconut cake? That at holidays he sends to all his friends?
Yes. I've heard of it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never had it.
Yeah.
And I can't recall what the name of the bakery
Doan's
is.
Doan's Bakery.
Doan's, like Doan's Pills?
Yeah, Doan's Pills.
Oh, we got to get a better name.
And I'm going there after the show today.
Wow.
These coconut cakes.
Wow.
Because last time we were here, they closed at 2. And we were done.
Close at 2?
Yeah. We were done with the show at 2, so I missed it.
Wow.
So when we get out of here, I want to check out, see how real of a deal it is, Mark.
It's coconut cake, you say?
Yeah.
I like coconut cake.
Yeah, I do too. And he gives it to everybody. You know, certain people, like I think Ryan Seacrest gives everybody a bottle of tequila.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
certain people have something to give to
everybody. Al Roker's got something he sends. I forgot what it was he was talking about.
Al Roker, by the way. You know, because I was watching that at the ending of that John Binet Ramsey
on 2020?
On 2020 the other day. I TV'd it, so I watched the ending of it. And Al Roker's wife, Doris Roberts, was one of the co-hosts of the show. And so I was just curious how long she'd been with ABC and so forth. And then that took me to Al Roker's information. Do you know how much Al Roker makes a year just off of the Today Show? Not all of his other ventures and businesses.
Hard to say. He's been there long.
$10 million a year.
Ooh.
NBC pays Al Roker $10 million a year to do the, because you know he does the morning and then he does the third hour. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And then he also does the lighting of the Christmas tree. He also does the Macy's parade for mm-hmm. NBC. So he does a lot of NBC stuff.
Yeah.
And then he does all this other stuff. You know, he writes books and he does lectures and all that other stuff. So I don't know what his wife Doris Roberts makes. Not
she's
Doris
a producer
Roberts,
or something, director or something, right?
No, she does the ABC. She's 2020.
Oh.
She's a reporter. You know, she's like a Barbara Walters.
Oh.
Interviewer.
Yeah.
Journalist, I guess.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I could imagine
we
what she
makes.
We bumped
into him a couple years ago.
At the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills.
We were having a Storage Wars meeting.
And we bumped into him. He was in his workout clothes.
And we scared him.
Well, I don't know if we scared him.
Startled him.
Yeah, maybe startled him.
Yeah.
But, $10 million a year. I was very surprised.
What does Hoda make?
You know, that's another thing. You know, because he's been there forever.
Yeah.
30 or 40 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he does the 3 hours. And she does 3 hours. No, she does 3 hours, too. She does the first two, and then she does the 10 o'clock one with the Jana Bush.
Oh, real quick before I forget, Home Alone, you saw it a couple weeks ago,
loved
right?
Loved it. Yep.
Loved it, yeah. We're seeing it on Sunday at the Yuletide Cinemaland event. It's at the Heritage Park Museum in Los Angeles, mm-hmm. right off the old, what's the old freeway there?
That's the Arroyo Seco.
Yeah. Go to YuletideCinemaland.com. 2788, it's an outdoor showing of Home Alone 1. And two, and if you're there early enough, you get to take a tour of the old Victorian homes in that area.
Those places look fantastic. Never been. So one more thing to do.
So we have to get there early because I'm sure it's going to be massive lines for that. But YuletideCinemaland.com, $27 for the tickets.
Cinemaland.
Double feature.
How much is it?
$27.88.
Yeah. That's an unusual
home. Home Alone and Home Alone 2. Outdoors, and they're suggesting you wear your PJs.
Well, no thanks for the PJs.
Yeah. So, anyhow, try to check that out. It looks like we're running out of time here all of a sudden, right?
Well, you know, the time goes by very fast.
And we talk fast.
And as a matter of fact, we're still on right now on the A&E Network, the Shrining episode.
Oh, man. That's right.
You know.
Blake,
but
you
anyhow,
still watching?
I think we're going to try to get the show going back once a month here now,
mm-hmm.
folks. So Matt and I will make that decision in a day or so. But in the meantime, if you want to get a hold of us, send us an email. Send it to wowcreationsmedia@gmail.com. If you want to visit our website, it's wowcreationsmedia.com. Again, we still have space available in our gifting suite for the Golden Globes on the 3rd and then for the Oscars on February 28th, which is our biggest event of the year. So if you've never
two been events there, within 2 months.
Right. I think this might be one of the first times we've done something that close over the years, but it's going to be a heck of an event. You can follow us on Facebook,
Instagram at Wow Creations,
Twitter,
another Instagram's at Wow. I'm sorry, at Bon Vivants.
We're all over the place. Again, if you're looking for something to do, get to Santa Anita on opening day, December 26th.
Thursday.
Yeah, I mean, it's
9 days away.
I guarantee you a great time.
A lot of things too, right, Mark?
A lot of things. There's a lot of options. They have a lot of packages
chandelier
available.
Chandelier room.
Right. They've got the beer festival down there. They've got trackside dining. They've got the Front Runner restaurant. They've got the 101 Club up there. So there's got all sorts of stuff going. And so it's great. LOV.com, our sponsor for our Golden Globes gifting suite, which is going to be, this event's going to be fantastic. I mean, just, I hate to say it, but if you're not invited, too bad for you. This is going to be something to see.
Kidding.
This is great. It's a great way to start the new year.
Yeah.
And then don't forget the Tournament of Roses parade on January 1st. We're going to be there opening day, for the parade. And then we never miss it. It's going to be cold, but we've got media credentials to attend the event, so we'll be representing Hollywood Elites Magazine, which is where Matt and I are columnists.
Roman columnists
at Hollywood Elites Magazine. We've done two or three pieces already. We got to get started working on the next piece.
Yes. A lot of content.
You know, there's a lot of stuff going on. So
thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for watching.
Yeah. And keep watching and keep tuning in. And just stay tuned for, again, the most important way to follow us to see what we're doing, where we're going, and what we're doing is on Facebook. Really, that's the best place.
Yeah, and Instagram.
Yeah.
I'm constantly posting.
So thanks so much. Stay safe. Enjoy your holidays.
Yeah, and get out there and shop. Spend.
And we'll see you in a month, I guess.
Peace and out. Peace and love, as Ringo says.
Peace and love.
Peace and love.
Good old
Peace
Ringo.
And love.
Yeah.
Good old Ringo. Yeah.
You're listening to Mark and Matt Harris, the Tastemakers.